we have to start, first of all, with the elephant in the room here. Of all the many what-ifs from last night, one of them you're right in the middle of. What was your view on that play and hearing a whistle? And take us through what you thought on that moment.
Yeah. You know, I was just off to the side of the net and saw Krebsy put the puck up low to high and just thought I'd try to leak off to the backside and hopefully see a puck squirt loose, and that's exactly what happened. And yeah, it went just as it was going in. You heard whistles blowing. When I turned around, you're kind of in that shocked state of excitement and confusion, and refs are calling it off. You think it's in, and you know, it was yeah, it just obviously you wish it would have counted. That would have been a great, obviously a huge moment for us in that game. But there's obviously a lot of rules that come into play there too that, you know, probably not overly refreshed on either. But yeah, it was a chaotic sequence in a very meaningful game. So yeah, no, it was definitely a whirlwind of emotion there.
Were you almost in shock because you can see that puck sitting there? He's right with you. So I kind of have the same angle you did, and I'm thinking, how does he not see the puck sitting there? Were you almost in shock when you heard that whistle, when you see that puck sitting there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, like you said, you know, coming from being at a very similar angle, it seemed like the puck was pretty clearly there. And I don't know what the, you know, when the whistles went, what they were looking at. I know there's obviously a bunch of different things, but when they're, you know, starting to initiate blowing, there's so many different rules there. It's obviously just an unfortunate sequence that didn't go our way.
Down the road, when you're thinking back on this season, what will you remember most, do you think, about the 25-26 Sabres?
I think just how, you know, the group really came together, how resilient we were, you know, where we were in December to where we finished at the end of the regular season. You know, I think it's really easy to sit back and be frustrated right now, or, you know, to just feel the effects of a loss in a playoff game, especially at Game 7 overtime. But I think we accomplished a lot of amazing things this season, and I think we've, you know, instilled a lot of confidence in our fans and within ourselves of, you know, where we've believed we could have been. And, you know, now, you know, getting that taste, understanding what it takes to get there, I think it's just going to make everybody hungrier. But no, I think the biggest thing throughout this year was just how we, you know, really bonded as a group. I think, you know, midway through this season, we really found what our hockey was, and we were able to, you know, really impose that in a lot of games throughout the stretch. And, put us in a great spot, gave us a great opportunity going through the playoffs as well. And, you know, it's one shot away. But, no, in the big picture, just really proud of what we were able to do this year.
It really seemed like watching you, there was an improvement in your game this year, a big improvement. You can tell me if you agree with that. And if you do, where did you see the improvements that made you a better player this year?
Yeah, I think every single year when you enter the off season, you're always looking at, you know, what can you do to get a little bit better. I know when I left here last year, a lot of the conversations that I was having with coaching staff and management was just, you know, trying to polish up, making a few more plays in the offensive zone when they were available. You know, being somebody that tries to play that heavy, hard, fast, physical game all the time, I think there are moments where you maybe create a little bit more space for yourself and don't take advantage of them. So for me, it's just going to be a continued growth on that. I think I was able to take a step in that direction this year, create a little bit more offense when I was on the ice, create more for our team when I was on the ice. But it's going to be another focus for me to go into this offseason, continue to work on that aspect of my game. You know, everybody wants to be able to score and produce points, but there's a lot of other things that you got to continue to work on too. And for me, it's just maintaining that same identity that I've had my entire career, and then just trying to continue to improve that offensive side as well.
Beck, what are your initial thoughts on, you know, your contract being up? And I mean, free agency comes up fast. So I'm mm-hmm. curious kind of what your initial thoughts are as you start to process that.
Yeah. You know, this will be, you know, my first time kind of having that looming. But, you know, right now I'm just trying to soak up as much as I can from this season. You know, I'm sure, you know, conversations between my agents and the team will continue to go. And I've really enjoyed my time here, I think, is the biggest thing. I've loved the city. The passion that we saw this season was, you know, just incredible to be a part of. The group, the character, I think we've really started to build something special here. And the job's not finished either. I think that's the biggest thing. We've put ourselves in a spot now of understanding what we can accomplish, creating a culture that way, and creating an expectation within ourselves of, you know, it's not coming next year and, well, you know, we broke the curse, whatever you want to say, broke the streak, it's over. It's, you know, we want this and we want more, and we're going to continue to push for that. And yeah, for me personally, to be a part of it this year was just extremely special. It was an awesome group of people to be around, from staff to players, and then to be, you know, in the community, in the arena with those fans, was really special, and something I would definitely enjoy to remain a part of.
Back in games four, your penalty kill won your hockey game. You killed 6 out of 7 penalties. But overall against Montreal, it just didn't seem like the same penalty kill we had been seeing all year. What were the problems with it other than game four against Montreal?
Yeah. I don't know if I could pinpoint, you know, one thing specifically. I think any time you get into a playoff series and you're really able to, you know, focus in on details, and it's just a chess match between two teams. I think there were games, like you said, that we were able to really do our job well, and then I think there were games where they took advantage of us a little bit, and it was never for a lack of effort. It wasn't for a lack of detail. They're a very skilled power play unit that made a lot of really good plays at the end of the day, and there are times, you know, where you have to tip your cap, and they put pucks in the net, and there's times where, you know, we probably would have liked to change a few things, maybe make a few different little plays, but in the big picture, the penalty kill was a huge, you know, part of our season. We took a lot of pride in it, and it's definitely not the way we wanted to finish it off, but I think in the big picture, it still gave us a chance.
Becky, you were just kind of touching on it, but what tells you beyond talent that this team, this group is built for the long haul, for sustained success into the future, I guess?
Yeah, the attitude, I think, within the room is probably the biggest thing. I think the one key aspect of our game, I think, that you could really look at and see the biggest change was how we played with the lead this year, and how we chased it down when we were behind. I think, you know, 2 years ago, that was just the common theme of how we couldn't manage to hold on to those leads late in third periods when we had those chances. And there was just a confidence, a maturity, I think, just through experience that grew within the room, and a belief that we could win hockey games from any position coming down the stretch. And it just shows that, you know, when you go through hard times together, when you come out on the right side of it, you can really grow from it. And I think this group did that. I think this year was a great example of that, and something that, you know, moving forward will continue to help, you know, success.